But right now it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And ordinarily, we're joined by Jean Boldick from the Weekend Water Cooler to help us out with Kids Q today. She is celebrating somebody else's birthday today. Happy birthday to Rob. So we are joined today by WCHL's own Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson to help us out today. Guys, how are you?
Happy Friday, man.
Can we get our own, like, intro? We need our intro.
What would you like is the question.
I feel like we need to sit down and discuss this.
Okay.
It's a very big decision.
It really is.
For a radio show to decide.
I feel like if you're gonna broach the topic as soon as your microphone is turned on, then you have an idea in your head of what you want it to be.
I'm just not sure if it's acceptable to
freshly
the rest of you.
Freshly stocked at the jerk store, it's Aaron Johnson.
Awesome. What is your idea?
We'll talk about it off mic.
All right. Yeah. And then I'll let everyone know as soon as I do. All right. Are you ready for Kids Q?
Yes, sir.
Cool. So everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. If you could invent your own holiday, what would it be called and how would everybody celebrate?
I'm going to let you take
Seinfeld
this one first.
Took the obvious one.
I'm going to let you take this one first.
I already have an idea for this.
That's good because I don't think either of us do.
I've taken a great deal of inspiration from H. John Benjamin's Jazz Daredevil album.
As have we all.
And I would like a holiday where everyone, no matter your level of instrumental expertise, just plays whatever they can on something that's at hand. This is national play whatever music you feel able to play day.
Okay.
Just jump off that cliff and make some noise.
You're going to have a hard time.
So like taking pop-up chorus up to a whole new level, right? Like pop-up orchestra.
Just pianos and stringed instruments. Pick something up. Play something wild. I feel like that would be my favorite holiday of the year.
What would it be called? Though?
National Flash Mob Day.
Oh, that's every day.
It is every day. That is
you
true.
You do that every day.
I'm going to have to try and think of a proper name for my Jazz Daredevil holiday.
Because as much as cool a holiday as you come up with, it's never going to catch on unless you have a catchy name for it.
National Extemporaneous Music Day.
Yeah. And there's really... Well, that's the thing, though.
See, like, that would never catch on. You got to come up with something else.
It can just be some dissonant nonsense.
So National Noise Day.
Wait, National Dissonant Nonsense Day is pretty good. Or just drop National and Day and just, like, put dissonant nonsense just on one day on the calendar.
Dissonance.
Like, Flag Day, and then 3 days later, New Moon, and then 3 days after that, Dissonant Nonsense. I like it.
I like it, too.
AJ, what about you?
I'm going to have to do the first day that kids go back to school in the fall should be National Parents Day Off. Because you've just had to put up with the kids for two straight months. You need a day off right now.
You need a day off.
I feel like that's much easier to implement than mine. Mine requires a lot of infrastructure and instruments and organization. Yours is something that's already being celebrated.
I don't know. There's a distinction between parents and non-parents there.
Because only parents can celebrate.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that there are teachers who are parents. How do they celebrate?
Ooh. With non-parent subs. But on the first day, that's really...
Yes.
You gotta be there on the first day. Otherwise, like, you're just off for the entire rest of the semester.
This is the first step towards a dystopia that I'm not comfortable with. If you didn't have kids, congratulations.
You gotta work today.
Which steps toward dystopia are you comfortable with?
Because I mean, even think about it.
This is one of the steps towards dystopia that I just say no to of all of them.
There are some dystopias that I would say yes to. It could definitely be worse, but that's
I feel
not
like
great.
Brave New World is like the dystopia that's right up your alley. I'm not
it
wrong,
It could
am
be
I?
Worse. Yeah. Is really the answer. It could be worse.
All right, so we've given ours.
Oh, Keck. Does that mean I have to?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm a political junkie. I gotta make election day a national holiday.
I would love for that to happen regardless.
I mean, honestly, it should be recognized.
Yeah.
It should
and then everyone can celebrate by voting in the morning and then taking the entire rest of the day to argue about it, do whatever they elect to do. So it's an entire day off.
Got him.
It's an election day. Yes.
Yeah. Calvinists rejoice. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. AJ, Victor, thank you so much.
That was a really good reference. I got to give you props for that. That was good.